Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name's Greg Horn, and we are continuing our conversation with life coach, author, speaker Tommy Lanham. We're talking about goal setting. I know that, like me, I'm sure you're thinking, oh my goodness, it is almost 2019. And I'm sure like me in 2018, you've had some successes, but you also had some failures, some disappointments. And we want to help you get off to a good start in 2019 and want at least help give you hope going into the new year. You set some new goals and don't have to get crazy about it, but maybe just even setting one goal. But we had a really good conversation with Tommy Lanham about a book you wrote called Goals. And we got through the acronym that he based the book on. He spelled it out, G-O-A-L-S. First one's just setting goals. Obviously, you've got to do that. O was obstacles. And then we looked at the letter A, what you've got to do that. What was the letter A, Tommy?
Letter A is action steps. You should have at least one action step for each obstacle that you want to overcome.
And so part of what I loved what Tommy talked about was that he admitted, though we're going to have obstacles sometimes with goal setting, I think we kind of put our blinders on and don't take into consideration what are those obstacles going to be, and it's inevitable that you're going to have those. So check out yesterday's podcast and find out more about those first three letters of the acronym, the goals, the obstacles, and the action steps. You can go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. So we talked about G, O, and A yesterday. We finished up talking about action steps. What's the letter L stand for?
The L stands for little bit of help. Any goal worth achieving, you're going to need some help along the way. If you could achieve it without help, it's probably not big enough goal. Many people put it this way. It takes teamwork to make the dream work. So you're going to need some help along the way, and a little bit of help. When we think of that, we oftentimes think of people, but it could be organizations or even books as well. You know, what book may help you along the way? What people? What organizations? Obviously, if one of your goals is to get some kind of degree, then obviously you're going to be looking at some kind of institution, a college or university that's going to help you get that degree. So a little bit of help is just a list of who and what can help you reach that goal. Oftentimes we try to do this stuff on our own and it just doesn't work. Very seldom are we able to reach those goals on our own. And as I said earlier, if you can, it's probably too small of a goal.
Well, I loved how you said that yesterday about that. And the thing I always think about so often, I guess, as I get older here at the age of 53, Tommy, is that, you know, God sent Jesus into the world. He did life with 12 guys for those 3 years. He did a ministry from ages 30 to 33, for he died upon the cross and went to heaven. But there were three guys in particular that he did life with, Peter, James, and John. And if even the Son of God needed some companionship, some friendship, some encouragement, maybe some accountability, I mean, you know, I think, wow, if Jesus needed not just one, but actually two guys he hung out with, you know, three total, two others, man, I definitely need a little bit of help, don't I?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, Jesus is perfect, and he needed that. And I believe that we are made with that need for connection with other people. We just got to be careful about the people that we're hanging around. And I think you mentioned that a little bit in yesterday's segment, that we need to, sometimes in order to achieve our goals, we need to change our environment, the people that we're hanging around. If we're hanging around people that are not very goal-oriented or are very negative toward us and reaching our goals, or especially if they're doing the very thing that we're trying to stop doing, then we need to change our environment. We need to get around people that are goal-oriented, people that can help us out along the way, and that goes both ways. There'll be times when we can help them out along the way as well. We hold each other accountable, and so that's it. I cannot stress enough how important it is to make sure you've got the right people around you as you become a goal achiever.
Well, that environment thing is so huge, and I love a little help that God knew that we needed it, and he talked to us about it, and your book talks about it. We're talking with Tommy Lanham. We're talking about goal setting. All right, we've got through goals, obstacles, action steps, getting a little help there with the L. What does the S stand for, Tommy?
The S stands for set a date. A goal without a date is just a wish. But once you put a date on it, It makes it concrete. You are saying, I will achieve this goal by this date. Going back to the example that we've used throughout this discussion, if we want to have a certain weight, then we need to look at what date can we do that. Now, it needs to be realistic. Obviously, you're not going to lose 25 pounds in 2 weeks. If you do, that's not good. You need to go to the doctor. But you could sit down and maybe learn about what is a healthy weight loss process. I know most of the things that I have read, when you're losing weight, after that first week, you don't want to lose more than 2 pounds a week, because that can have a negative effect. And so with keeping that in mind, you look at that and you go, okay, what is a reasonable date for me to achieve this goal? Now, here's the big thing about this. Oftentimes people are afraid to do that because they think, well, what if I don't meet the date? Well, that's okay. That's okay. You may need to adjust that date somewhere down the line. That's all right. Just because you have to adjust the target date doesn't mean that you should not set one to begin with. Going back to the example we used yesterday with getting in our car and driving down the road, you know, sometimes things happen where we got to make adjustments. Maybe we run into traffic. Maybe there's a car wreck in front of us and everything has stopped. The road is shut down. And we may need to call somebody and say, hey, I'm not going to be there at the time I thought I was, but I'll probably be there by this time. What do? You give them a new time. If you find that happening in your goals, now don't make that a habit. Don't change it like 52 times a year. But if there is a time or two that you have to adjust that, it's okay. Don't get down on yourself. It's just being flexible and making those adjustments, and then you just set a different date, and that becomes your new target.
All right. Well, it's been really, really good stuff here, Tommy. I love what you share with us about goals. We're talking with Tommy Lanham. He is an author. He is a life coach. He is a speaker. He's got a great website. It's Tommy with a Y, T-O-M-M-Y, Lanham. That's L-A-N-H-A-M, Lanham.com, TommyLanham.com. And you can find out how to order that book. He's also written some other books, so I want to encourage you to check that out. And I know goal setting's big in my life. From when I was a college basketball coach, we set goals for each game on how many points you wanted to score, how many assists, how many deflections on defense. And it was amazing when we achieved those goals. The percentage of games that we won was up in the 90 percentile, and when we didn't achieve these top five goals that we set, we lost. So it's true in athletics. I had my grocery store business, and we had gross profit margins. I believe it was 40% in deli bakery, 33% in produce, 21% in meat, only like 14% in grocery, because we were giving away the Pepsis and Cokes and the milks products. But anyway, we had goals and for labor and our expenses. And so goals are important, both sports and business and personally. So I hope you'll take advantage of this opportunity to get this copy of a book called Goals. It's all biblically based, so you'd be blessed. But another thing I want to talk about, Tommy, that you're really big on, and I've just started doing the last couple years myself, but is having a word for the year that you can kind of focus on. And this past year, I believe your word was enthusiasm in 2018. Is that correct?
Well, that's partially correct. I will tell you, my family and I, we do a word for the year for our family, but that word enthusiasm, that's actually a word for my life. I went through a process just a little over a year ago of just kind of narrowing down who I am to one word. For many years, probably 15, 20 years, I have been adamant about everyone needs a purpose statement, a single sentence purpose statement that kind of defines their life. And I had lived by that, and I taught that. But then I heard by Evan Carmichael talking about bringing your life down to one word. And I went through that process. I bought Evan Carmichael's book. It's called Your One Word. And I went through that process, and the word that I discovered for me is the word enthusiasm. Now, that's a great word because it comes from two Greek words, the en meaning in, and the thus is a form of the word theos, which is the Greek word for God. The original meaning of the word enthusiasm literally meant God in you or God inspired. And so I have taken the original meaning of that word and kind of paired it up with our understanding of that word today, and I've come up with my own definition, and this is it. Enthusiasm is a God-inspired fire ignited deep within your soul that drives you to never settle, to live with passion, and to turn the world upside down.
Man, I like that. What is, if people, you know, as they're thinking about that and going through that process, what would you say to people that are thinking, you know, what do I need to do about trying to figure out what my word for the year would be in 2019?
I would suggest just begin to write down a list of words that really mean something to you, that kind of define your life. And some of the words that came to mind when I was going through that process, the word intentional is big with me. I like to be intentional about my life. The word purpose. The word laughter. I love to laugh. And so all of those words, I came up with a list of, and I don't remember what the number was, but it was a page full of just one word that kind of defined me. And I actually, I use a thing called a bracket system. I do this with my goals. I do this with a lot of different areas of my life. But I did it with those one words that I was looking at, and I began to work them through a bracket system, just like a sports tournament. And through that process, I narrowed it down to enthusiasm. And so my encouragement is just come up with a list of potential one words for you, and then begin to look at those. And I would suggest getting the book, Your One Word, by Evan Carmichael. It's great at leading you through that process. If there's any entrepreneurs out there that listen to this, he looks at it from more of an entrepreneurial aspect, and the second part of the book is how to build a business on that one word. But the first part of the book, I think, would be applicable to anyone that's wanting to discover what their one word is.
Well, I love that you talk about your word enthusiasm for life. That was one of the things when I coached college basketball at Western Kentucky University under head coach Ralph Willard. One of his big things every day was, guys, we got to have a tremendous amount of enthusiasm. And, you know, I don't think anything great ever was accomplished without enthusiasm. So I think that's a great life word for you, and I want to encourage our listeners. I know I'm going to do it. I'm already thinking about what is the one word that I want to choose for 2019. And then one of the things I've done the past 2 years with words that I've chosen, I've looked up Bible verses with that. And obviously when you Google and go online and lots of Bible apps, you can do that really quickly. And I've put that one word in my bathroom and then with seven or eight scriptures underneath it and tried to read those each morning or before I go to bed. So there's lots of great ways to do what Tommy's talking about, but I want to encourage you to go to his website, TommyLanham.com. That's TommyLanham.com, and you can check out his book on goals. Also find out a lot of other great resources he has to help make 2019 all that it will be. Tommy, if you could, we only got about 30 seconds left. Could you say a closing prayer for us, please?
Absolutely. Dear Father, we just thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for Greg and what he's doing through the Hope Is Here radio show and podcast. And God, I just pray that lives are continued to be impacted and influenced by what is communicated on this show through Greg and the guests that he brings on here. And dear Father, most of all, we just want to bring you glory through all of it. And it's in Jesus' precious name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Tommy. Happy New Year to you, brother.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, my friend, and thank you again for allowing me to be on your show. I appreciate what you're doing.
All right, thank you. That's Tommy Lanham. Check him out online, TommyLanham.com. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Would you please consider making a year-end donation to Hope Is Here Ministries? You can donate online at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, or you can mail a check to Hope Is Here Ministries at 941 Girardi Road, Lexington, Kentucky, 40509. For more information, visit them online at hopeishere.today. All donations are tax deductible and help keep this ministry on the air. Thank you for considering Hope Is Here as part of your year-end giving. We hope that you have a Merry Christmas.